Hello again, this is Claire. In the unlikely event that you're not already hard and throbbing, you can start stroking your cock now. So I asked for PMs and I have gotten so many PMs, I think I've answered all of them. But if I missed one, please let me know, and I will answer. Because Reddit's messaging system is extremely... it makes it very easy to lose messages in the flow, because you can't delete or sort anything. So... And we have one dropout who came 4 times, apparently. So, those of you thinking of listening to all of my earlier audios in one day, this is not recommended if you want to stay in the challenge. Okay, so... Today I'm going to go back to the dice. I have 2 dice. Is it one die and several dice? Yes, I think so. I have 2 dice, and my thought was to let the first one decide the pace, slow, medium, or fast. And the second one to decide the amount of time. And the first dice is a 1, which is slow. The second dice is a 6. And the first, I thought that would be the amount of minutes, but I realised that was very, very long. So I think we're going to divide it with 3 and go to 2. Slow. Minutes. Start now. And today I actually had a really good day. And also I'm sort of out of ideas. So I was thinking I'd let you come today. A bit less than 1 week. But that's the way it's gonna go. So, but of course, not until I tell you. And in case anyone is unsure about what slowly is, it's up, down, up, down. No faster than that. In search for inspiration, I've been looking at different blogs and some groups on Reddit. I told the tease and denial subreddit about this, and they upvoted me. Happy about that. I found some very inspiring quotes. To ruin the male orgasm. There is no reason whatsoever why the male should ever receive permission for a full orgasm. There is nothing to be gained from it, because his constant need to ejaculate is what keeps him alert, submissive and ready to serve. Even the most obedient boys display a drop in submissiveness and servitude after an orgasm. Now I realise not everyone's submissive, but even those of you who aren't are so much easier to get to do things when you haven't come. Okay, stop. Okay, I have to have a timer because it's difficult keeping track of the seconds and minutes of the recording and talking at the same time. Anyway, the second roll of dice said 6, which is fast, and 3 divided by 3, as I decided, is 1 minute, so yeah, start jerking off fast, but don't fucking come. Found another lovely quote on a Tumblr. I know it's time for your weekly wank, but I'm getting bored with it. I know you love it, but all I get is a week's worth of your boy juice all over my skirt and my legs. So, we're going to do something different this time. You're going to learn to please me for a change. When I uncross my legs, you'll put your head between them and sample some girl juice. If you can learn to make me come, I'll reconsider yours, but not this week. So many interesting Okay, this one's actually quite funny because, two girls. Does he still think people will eventually stop pressing the button? Second girl. I don't know, he doesn't speak much lately. Hey sweetie, do you hear us? Should we tell them, Reddit users, that your edging machine won't stop until the countdown reaches 0? Okay, you can stop now. Haha, nah, let's wait a few more days. I want to see him passing out a few more times before he go public. Oh, funny thought thinking that the button is, Okay, so I have, thought that this has been much, much too fun for you. Just getting to hold your cock the whole time. So now you only get to use one finger stroking your head. But I'm still gonna roll the dice. Oh, 1 minute again. But it wasn't longer. You can start using your forefinger stroking your head right now. Okay, so I'm kind of losing subjects to ramble about, so I will tell you about a relationship I had about 6 years ago. I dated a guy, or I was living with a guy, that was very into cuckolding specifically, and obviously there is an aspect of tease and denial in that. So, we bought a lovely chastity cage. Stop. You really should have done that a bit more. I'm sure it's very, very frustrating. Yeah. I'm gonna continue the story, don't worry. Okay, so after this, I roll the dice again, and congratulations, you can actually jerk fast this time. I'm gonna choose 1 minute. It's dies one, so it's 20 seconds, but that seems a bit short. Or should I do 20 seconds? I mean, it is fast, so yeah, I think I will. Okay, 20 seconds starting now. Jerk that cock. So, with this guy, we bought a chastity cage. Best one, of course. I don't remember the name anymore. And he got locked in that. Oh, stop! Don't touch that cock anymore. Okay. And he, as I said, he had a cuckolding fetish, so he wanted me to go out and meet other men. Which I was happy to oblige to, since I'm a slut and like sleeping around. Maybe you get to touch yourself again now. Let's roll the dice. Okay. 1 minute. And it's gonna be 1 minute. I said touch yourself. You're not gonna touch your cock. You're just going to touch your balls. But you get to do that any way you like. So I think I'm being pretty generous. It's gonna be 1 minute, so starting now. Yeah, anyway, he... don't know whose suggestion it was, but pretty sure it's his. Wanted to be locked up in the bathroom. So I locked him up with the code lock. I do not recommend this to do at home, kids. But he had a code lock and a phone in case anything would happen. He could always phone me, and I'm attached to my phone. So, I went out and slept with other men, and then I phoned him and said, pick me up, and he came and picked me up. And all the while he was there in the bar. Oh! Stop touching yourself, hands away. And he was there in the bathroom. Occasionally I sent him messages, maybe a picture or two if he was lucky. Just getting more and more frustrated. Imagining what was happening. If it sounds cruel, it was completely his desire and very enjoyable for myself. Okay, so what now? Getting to roll the dice again. Just let them decide. Oh, 6-6. Oh, fast for 2 minutes. This is gonna be an endurance test for some of you. So, fast for 2 minutes, but don't fucking come. Starting now. So, I thought I should tell you why I think men should be denied orgasm. Mostly because so many men focus on their own pleasure. And that's just wrong. You should focus on a woman's pleasure. Sex has, for so many people, been about the male orgasm, while the female orgasm has become, or been seen as less important. While it should be the complete opposite, because a female orgasm is just better. Better for you, better for us. That's why it's atrocious that all porn focuses on the male ejaculation. Because who really wants that mess? No, a male should be denied orgasm and made to focus on pleasuring his partner. He should be taught exactly how to touch her. And I don't just mean the cunt, I mean exactly how to touch her breasts, how to touch her ass, feet, ears. He should learn which parts of her body ignite. Stop. God, I bet that was tough for you. But if you held out that long, I'm sure you can hang in there a while more. A man should always put his partner first, because that's how we get played. And that's just the way things should work, in my opinion. So, the hands. A man must learn how to touch a woman. He must understand a woman's body. Most of all, of course, a pussy. How the so-called G-spot, whether it's a spot or an area or doesn't exist at all, anyway. Learn how it works, how to stimulate it. Okay, so guess what? The die said next. medium speed for, I'm gonna round up to 1.5 minutes. Medium speed is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, you get it. Start now. And men should, or women, anyone that has sex with a woman, you've got a fucking love looking pussy. I mean, if you don't love it, it's very obvious. I have been with a lot of men and a number of women, and honestly, if you love it, it's amazing. If you don't like it, it's completely not worth being there. It has to be done with passion. It has to be done with feeling that this is something that is an entitlement, a gift that you're given, that you get to put your mouth between her legs and just bury your tongue between her lips and try to stimulate that clit as much as you can, or as softly as you can, or as whatever she wants, basically, because you're so fucking happy to be there. Stop. Okay, I think it's back to one finger time. You've had way too much fun. But this is getting long. I'm so kind to you. I'm gonna roll the dice to see how many. Four, so that's... I think we're gonna go with 1.5 minutes. No, I think 2 minutes. And now you are going to use your thumb, and you are going to use your thumb on your head. Just stroke, I don't know, whatever you want to do, just nothing else but thumb. Oh, it must be so frustrating. You can start now. Anyway, licking pussy is a privilege that should be... I can't think of the English word. Anyway, I love licking pussy. My record is... If I told you how many hours, you wouldn't believe me, but you know that, string of between your tongue and the bottom of your mouth, there's a strip of... Anyway, that broke, basically. That girl had a hard time coming. And it's so much about moving the tongue fast, moving it slow, flicking your tongue against the clit, sucking her clit, and in most cases, at least for me and I think most women, at least 2 fingers in... side her, pressing up, because the clitoris isn't just this button, it has extensions inside the body, and that's basically what's the G-spot as far as I've understood, and just stimulate those both at once, and it's heaven. Stop. Okay, you're gonna touch yourself properly now. My dice says 3-3, so normal speed for 1 minute. Wait. Start now. And... And with normal, I don't mean super fast because you're horny. I mean medium. Yeah. A couple of fingers. Maybe more, depending on your hands. I have extremely, I do mean extremely small hands. So, I can get 3-4... Honestly, in a lot of women, my whole hand, because my hand, if I push it together, is basically like a large cock, honestly. And For a lot of us, it's very pleasurable to be stretched out. Oh, that went fast. You're so frustrated now, right? You really, really want to come. Oh, class 6 advice. Honestly, if I work with 6 education, that would be so good. Well, maybe I'm gonna let you come now. Maybe we should say as fast as you. Oh, it's 6 and 6. As fast as you like for 2 minutes. Isn't that awesome? Okay. But still, don't come until I tell you. You can start now. Anyway, I love licking pussy. The men that don't like it, I do not understand. It should be it should just be as, I mean, some women can come from just intercourse, but I think they are a minority, and really, a woman should come at least 3 times as much as a man. So, every man should spend most of his time while having sex with his tongue between a woman's legs. If he's lucky, touching his cock, but not coming until she says so. Men should be denied orgasm so that they focus on what's important, the pleasure of their partner. Three, two, one. Stop, of course. But you got that, didn't you? Okay, sweeties. Almost 30 minutes. Maybe it's time for you to come. No, not. You didn't really think I like come, did you? And destroy all this amusement for me. I love getting your frustrated messages. So, hang in there till tomorrow and, don't touch that cock until I tell you.